share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. After Rapid KL announces that 34 stations will temporarily be shut down today for public safety, the Royal Malaysia Police, PDRM, have also followed suit by closing and diverting traffic at 88 road intersections in Kuala Lumpur starting from 9 a.m. today. Both measures are believed to be put in place in order to deter the public from joining the second hashtag Keluar Lawan protest, which is initially scheduled to be held today, but has since been cancelled by its organizers last Thursday, the 19th of August. Kuala Lumpur Traffic Investigation and Enforcement Department, JSPT, Chief ACP Sarafuddin Mohd Salleh. As reported by national news agency Bernama, Kuala Lumpur Traffic Investigation and Enforcement Department, JSPT, Chief ACP Sarafuddin Mohd Salleh said that the move was taken following information that certain parties were planning to hold rallies in the city center today. Polis Buat Lengkongan Jalan Raya D88 Lokasi Sekitar IBU Kota https://t.co/fbtank8wqf@pdrmziapic.twitter.com/mfmvfrefg. Bernama, at bernama.com, August 20, 2021. Among the notable locations affected include Jalan Tunku Abdul Rahman, Jalan Lok U, Jalan Tun Sambanthan, Jalan Bukit Bintang, Masjid Negara Sultan Hishamuddin Roundabout, Jalan Kuching, Jalan Tun Razak Slip Road, Jalan Sungai Besi, Jalan Istana Sungai Besi Roundabout. Sarafuddin further commented, "We advise city dwellers, especially road users, to avoid using these roads and adhere to police instructions to ensure the situation is always under control and smooth." While PDRM didn't specifically mention the hashtag Keluar Lawan protest as being the reason of the road closures, the already cancelled protest organizers have been contacted by the police to warn them against going to the streets to protest tomorrow. In fact, as reported by Malaysiakini, the police have even obtained a court order from the Kuala Lumpur Magistrates Court against 34 individuals to prevent their participation. This was also confirmed by a Twitter user who shared a photo of several police officers at an activist's house related to the hashtag Keluar Lawan protest to serve the court order. The issuance of the court orders as well as road closures tomorrow are being done despite the organizers already announcing via a statement released by Secretariat Solidarity Rakyat on the 19th of August that the second hashtag Keluar Lawan rally has been cancelled. What do you guys think of the preventive measures being taken by PDRM? Is it a bit too excessive to prevent a rally that has already been cancelled? Or is it better to be safe than sorry for the benefit of the public? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read, Rapid KL to temporarily shut down 34 stations in KL on the 21st of August to protect public safety. Source: Bernama TV, YouTube source, at Mats Hatry, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.